97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Sue Thomas is off for a few days. She's going to be back next Wednesday. I think it might be next Thursday. She's got a little time off and a break for the weekend. There is a breaking story that we're going to kind of jump on here, perhaps with the Attorney General of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway, because there's been a Supreme Court decision, which I think is very, very confusing. And man, Fred Bond, this is why Fred's the Hall of Famer, because he gets the Attorney General on right away. Catherine, how are you this afternoon? Thanks for joining us. What the heck's happening here?
Well, I'm in a little bit of a state of shock.
Yeah.
There's so many strange things about this opinion. The bottom line that your listeners need to know is that the Missouri Supreme Court has now ordered that we return to the congressional districts from 2022. This is truly unprecedented. No court in the country has ever ordered a change in congressional maps between a primary and general election. We will be applying to the U.S. Supreme Court tonight for a stay. It's unbelievable.
Well, because that's the first thing that I thought of. There are a lot of us that went to vote for the primary, and we might have voted for a different member of Congress than we had in the past because of the maps. And then that means those votes don't count moving forward. That's like the definition of disenfranchisement, isn't it?
That's 100% right. That's exactly what's happened. And you will have people voting in a different congressional district in the general election than they voted in the primary. And the outcomes of those primaries may well have been different if the truly unprecedented.
So you cut out there just a little bit. But what are the options then with the Supreme Court? You say a stay, is that temporary, and then you have to go back for a more permanent injunction? Help me through the legalese here.
Yeah, that's precisely right. We'd go and ask for an emergency stay to freeze things as they were before the court made a decision. So we'd have the 2025 maps, and then we would seek for it to be the old decision to be permanently enjoined.
Right.
And I would guess that some of the candidates for Congress will probably end up suing the state in federal court as well. So there's a lot of action. This isn't the end. This is probably the end of the beginning.
I mean, that's crazy. And was this just a complete shocker this afternoon when this came in?
Well, yesterday it was pretty evident during oral argument that the judges had already made up their minds.
I'm not a lawyer, but I mean, just from a common sense perspective, how could you not flag something legally where people already voted in an election and then you're telling them you have to vote in a different district? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but that doesn't even make sense.
No, it's just taking the people's will away. It's really out there. And the reasons in the opinion are even more convoluted. They say that, you know, the Secretary of State attached a legal opinion from the Attorney General, and the court said, well, he hasn't made any arguments. He can't just attach an opinion from the Attorney General. That's who the Secretary of State is supposed to rely on for legal advice. And then they take the position that we have to have the election on the referendum first and then consider any constitutional issues. It's really a strained opinion.
Wow. Okay, well, get to work on this. Keep us posted. Thank you so much for jumping on here with me this afternoon and sort of explaining what just happened. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right,
take care.
That's the Attorney General of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway. So that's a shocker. We'll definitely talk about that one on the roundtable tomorrow. With me on the panel tomorrow afternoon, former St. Louis County Police Chief and County Councilman Tim Fitch, and former state lawmaker Ted House will be here. We'll have a full 4 o'clock hour with Sue's News, Paul Hall on entertainment. Kusumano will join us. We have Jonathan Dickinson tomorrow, the author of Ibogaine and the Bicameral Mind. Ibogaine is a very interesting substance. I'm behind its use. It's non-traditional medicine to cure PTSD, mental illness, and a lot of other things. And there's a big movement behind it, including former Texas Governor Perry, who is really, he himself underwent the treatment of Ibogaine. So we'll get into that tomorrow as well. I want to try to fit this in just because we're up on the weekend and Labor Day weekend, and I don't want to forget it for next week. And I wish Sue was here because I would love her opinion on this, but this is kind of a crazy story. There was a mom of five convicted last week of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Her offense was allowing her five-year-old son to walk about a half mile by himself in their gated community. Karen Parkinson is her name. At the time, she lived in Williamsburg, Virginia. Dallin, her husband, and their moved from Utah so they could go to law school. Her husband went to law school. Actually, I think maybe both of them went to law school. But anyway, it doesn't matter. In June, no, husband's preparing for the bar. No, she's preparing for the bar. Sorry, I'm getting this confused. She's going to law school, all right? She's getting ready for the bar, and she's 8 months pregnant with her fifth child. She and her youngest, Sam, went for a bike ride. They often do this. They stopped for collecting goose feathers. They do this all the time from a path near their community pond. When they get home, he says, "Can I walk back and get some more?" And mom says, "Yes." It's a short walk along a sidewalk separated from the street by 10 feet of grass. Sam would have to cross two streets with crosswalks, which she'd seen him do safely hundreds of times, including six times that morning when she went to make lunch. That's what he did. A passerby sees Sam, alerts security in the neighborhood. One of the security guards picks up the boy, takes him to his mom, gives her an earful. Pretty soon there's cops there, many cops, a security vehicle, two CPS workers at her door show up, and they investigate her for abuse and neglect. The cops charge her with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. CPS found the allegations substantiated and placed her on the state's child abuse and neglect registry. She's going to stay there for 7 years. This is nuts. And then a judge just convicted her of the delinquency of a minor charge, which is a first-degree misdemeanor. And that comes with a six-month jail sentence. Now, the sentence was suspended. That's what they do often. I even had one of those when I was popped for marijuana in 1984. If I got in trouble again, kind of like Tiger Woods, you get in trouble again, you go to jail. But this is crazy. Look, I think those of us who grew up in an era where we could go off at 5 years old and do things, and I walked to school when I was 5 years old, and it wasn't a short distance. So this is crazy that someone is being convicted of this and that there are states and communities and municipalities that think this is okay. Here's the mom talking about it today on Fox.
Why would you scare my son, who had previously felt entirely confident and capable and excited to go do this, you know, fun activity? And now he's more afraid of all these things that he's never considered before.
So that's a point that I forgot to make, because when the security guard brings Sam back to her house, the guard tells the boy that his mom had done something she wasn't supposed to do and that bad people would want to take him if he was out alone. Scared the living daylights out of him. Not appropriate.
I'm just thinking, this is nuts, because, you know, I have five kids. All of my children have biked and walked and adventured on their own starting at that same age. I just remember thinking, this is crazy. Like, there's no way, you know, the police aren't going to care about this. CPS isn't going to care about this. But then all of a sudden, there was CPS at my house.
It is nuts. At the trial, the security guard, the boss, the police testified against her. The CPS worker testified that Sam seemed happy and healthy when she saw him that day. Parkinson's friend testified to Sam's maturity, that he could be trusted to walk to the pond without going rogue. I can't believe that this ever went before a judge.
We owe it to our children to provide them an opportunity to encounter the world in a way that allows them to build confidence, to build strength and trust in their community. And we're depriving our children of that because we're so afraid of hypothetical risks.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I've had a couple of moments in my household where there's been a difference of opinion between my wife and I on what our daughter is allowed to do. And, you know, when I say allowed to do, like in the neighborhood or go this far, or that far, across this street or that street. And I'm all open to it because I think, and every kid is different, and this mom has to know that her son at five might be mature enough. But this is crazy that we're arresting people and scaring the living daylights out of the kids because he's walking around to collect feathers from geese.
I think the vast majority of parents agree that kids need to be outside. They need to have an amount of reasonable independence. I mean, I made a calculated decision. I knew that Sam was capable of going out to that area, that he knew where the goose feathers were. He knew where he lived. He knew how to get back. We love children. We want to protect them. We want to provide for them. They're a priority. And so we've created institutions like Child Protective Services that can kind of get rolling in a way that once they get started, it's hard to pull them back.
I think mom is being very calm considering the circumstances. There are a lot of things that can happen at your house. Boy, we learned that with Lindsay Clancy, right? There's a lot of things that can happen in a car or anywhere. And we don't arrest moms and dads for driving their kids to places. It's horrifying to me, and this is the libertarian streak that comes out strong, that we would even consider in this country, in America, that we would consider arresting and putting a mother who simply let a five-year-old walk down the street in a gated community that's now on a child abuse registry. There's a lot that's wrong with that. Let's take it into a more positive direction. The Mizzou Tigers kick off tonight, 7 p.m., Arkansas Pine Bluff. My dear old journalism buddy and voice on the Missouri Tiger Radio Network, Chris Gervino, is coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.